Thank you for calling me today. Amen. John 3:14. Salvation series 4 part 2. We call it Salvation 402. What? Huh? Hakim? Not to preach? Amen. He says it's 4 now. It's not series 3. Huh? And they're in charge of the files. So. We have done 30. Amen. So this is 4. So call it 402. Okay, John 3:14. So, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Amen. So God is man's God. At times we relate to God like God had alternative, like we are just not the priority in the heart of God. But there's a philosophy out there, or there's a doctrine out there that God's primary people are actually angels, that we are just like we are secondees to God. No, God is actually man's God, and man is God's person. Just write it down that way. God is man's God, and man is God's person. That's the point. Man is God's person. Every man, no exception. Every man, no exception. That's why I say in verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Praise God. So there is no one excluded from the salvation plan of God. There is no one that is irredeemable. No one is excluded from salvation. There is no one that God cannot save. There is no one that is so sinful that God is not thinking about. There is no man on earth that is not in the plan of God. Not a man on earth. Not a man on earth. 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9. There's no man, there's no part, there's not in the plan of God for salvation. The Lord is not slacking, it's not slack concerning his promise, as some men can slackness, but is long suffering to us, what, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Not willing that any man, not willing that any man should perish. You know, there is a doctrine of exclusion out there, amen, that God has some selected people to be saved. That is wrong. That is false. Yeah? It's called a doctrine of exclusion, that God only has some selected people to be saved. It's false. It's false. So also that you preach to a man repeatedly and he refuses. Not too fast to relax. We have a long way to go. Just like 2 Peter 3:9, okay? Not willing that any man should perish. So there's a doctrine of exclusion out there, but it's false. It's false. Also, that you preach to a man repeatedly and he yet rejects does not mean that God does not want him to be saved. That you preach to somebody repeatedly, your dad, your mom, that you have talked to them repeatedly, and it looks like they are just so adamant to God's appeal. That does not mean that, well, you should give up on them, that God does not want them to be saved. Back to that epic Ezekiel 33:11. It does not mean that God does not want them to be saved. No one is excluded. No one is even there is no personal individual preclusion, and there's no exclusion. There's no one mystical preclusion and there's no exclusion from salvation. Ezekiel 33:11. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil way, for why will you die, O house of Israel? That's the point. He said, I have no pleasure in the death, not even of the righteous, but of the wicked. Amen. So this clearly takes away all the doctrine of suffer not the wish to live. You are entertaining the law of sin and death. That's not the plan of God. Amen. Praise God. So back to 1 Timothy 2 verse 1. Open all scripture and look at it line upon line. 1 Timothy 2 verse 1. I exhort therefore that first of all supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who we have all men to be saved, that is to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Say amen. Amen. You know, at times we act like salvation is not for big people, right? But no, our God said all men. He said all men. Say all men. Thank you, all men. There is no one that is excluded from the plan of God. He wants all men to be saved. All men to be saved. Go to that Acts 13:48 right now. Acts 13:48. So there are some portions of the Bible that looks like God, well, is sentimental, is not straightforward as touching salvation. Let's look at them. Let's look at a few of them today, and we'll be done with this part. Went forward to Acts 13:48. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. So it looks like there must be an ordination before you can believe. That if God did not ordain you to eternal life, no matter how much we preach to you, what will happen? You will not believe. But this is why when you see stuff like this, quickly remember your four rules of what? Bible interpretation. You quickly throw them. Let's remind ourselves again. Number one, by what? Grammar. Number two, by what? Usage. Two. Usage. Number three, yes. Context. My last one, content. And I added one again. Yeah. Parallel comparison, right? Parallelism. Then also in that, you respect figure of speech and the rest. Okay. Yep. Okay. So this one now said, as many as were ordained to eternal life believe. The first word, let's just look at that word ordained. What does it mean? Amen. So let's look at, of course, the word. Let's analyze by grammar. Ordained means tasso, T-A-S-S-O. Please write that down. Don't say I don't like Greek words. Tasso, T-A-S-S-O in the Greek. It means to appoint. It means to order, to appoint or to order. It never means to preordain. Now, there's a difference between ordination and preordination. Like, there's a difference between destination and predestination. Are you with me? It does not mean something that is done before time. Are you with me? You know, the way you see ordain, you know, say ordination, you think like it's something like it has been done before you are born. No, ordain just means something that you appoint. So it does not have to be a past tense that you are bringing forward. No. So that is the first thing you can see there, that ordination does not mean predestination. Nope. It was not used as predestination or foreknowledge. Nothing like that. Secondly, let's analyze by usage. Let's see how the word is being used. Now, look at that sentence there. What is the, if ordain is a verb, what is the subject of ordain? English student, what is the subject of ordain there? Acts 13:48. Yeah, sure your phone is on fight mode. That is sanity in church. What is the subject? Yes? Say as many. Okay, so as many is the subject, right? Thank you. So as many. So that means individuals, right? Are you with me? As many. So let's now see how ordain was used. Maybe it was used for first person or third person. That means, who ordains? Is it another that ordains people? Let's see how it's used in a few places. Acts 28:16, the first. If ordination, the way it's used, that tasso, when you check how tasso is used, maybe let's check six places, see how it's used in these different texts, and see if it is somebody else that ordains another person. Or somebody ordains himself. Okay, Acts 26:16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee in a mountain where, who ordained? Jesus had what? Appointed them. That's the word ordained. That's Acts 28, verse 16, where Jesus had appointed them. So who was appointing? Jesus ordained them, right? Hello? Jesus ordained them, right? Are you with me? Okay. Check Luke 7, 8. I'm talking about disciples. Matthew 28, verse 16. Where will you find Galilee in Acts? Sorry. Mistake. Have you seen it? Where Jesus had appointed them. If you see Jesus appointing people in Acts 28, then that is serious. That means Jesus is a pastor in a church in Jerusalem. That means you go and look for him. Thank you. Luke 7, verse 8. For also am I a man set under authority. That set is ordained too. Set under authority. Now, this is what I'm trying to say. All the players, okay, like in that Matthew 28, 16, all the players, are they written? All the players, are they written? Okay, go back 11. That's today, Saturday. Max, go back to Matthew 28:16. No, it's not about bamboozling you to the conclusion. If you are not seeing it there, I'm not fruitful. It's not about telling you things that I know. It's about causing you to see it. Okay, back to Matthew 28:16. Who appointed? Who did he appoint? So, all the players, are they there? Now, okay, let me go back to that, what we are trying to analyze. Acts 13, 48. And as many as were ordained to what? Eternal life. So, in this place, what is missing? Don't get stronger. Okay. Again, in that Matthew 28:16, we can see at least a subject and an object, right? Jesus appointed them. Clear. We can see the two of them. But this one, we know somebody is appointed. So, you know, this as many could either be the subject or the object, you know, in English. Hello? You know, an object can actually be before a subject. Can you give me something like that? Try. Where the object can actually come before the subject? The bucket was kicked by the man. Awesome. That means, but if you want to say it normally, what would you say? The man kicked the bucket, right? But now she said the bucket was kicked by the man. So, now that we interchange the subject and the object position, that has not changed the fact that this is a complete statement. But in this Acts 13:48, we know that we can see ordain, which is the verb, we can see as many. So it was looking like something is missing, right? Like we are seeing only one of the party. So we will be expecting another object, like a man object, like pastor ordained small saint. Are you with me? Praise God. That is why I say let's look at that word ordained. Go to but in this Luke 7:8, look at it again. Please help me. Help me. Luke 7:8. I'm also a man. A man is a person, right? Set under what? Is authority a man? Oh, so I can have a person as either the subject or object. Then I can have something that is in animus as the what? The other party. You get me? Just say no, I'll go back again. I'm here. I'll just drink glucose, I'll be fine. You get me? That means it's not about a man talking to a man or a man ordaining another man. A man can also ordain a thing, right? A man set under authority. Thank you. So, because what was missing in that Acts 13 is that we are looking for another man. Thank you. Go to Matthew 15:2. Okay, just they determine that Paul, the same word, write down Acts 22 verse 10. All things which are appointed for thee. All things, things. Look at your Bible. Look at me. All things which are appointed for thee. That is Acts 22 verse 10. Can you see that there? The latter part of Acts 22 verse 10. Chetiri, can you see it? Which are all things which are appointed for thee. So you can see thee, which is like a person, right? You can see all things. Then appointed, the verb we are analyzing. Okay, check Romans 13 verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher power. Let every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are what? Are what? Ordained now. So, power. Animate or inanimate? Inanimate, right? But ordained by God. Animate. So now we also have is in that case of not only man to man, not only animate to animate, we have an animate being ordained something that is what? Not animate. To tell you that ordination, predestination is not about people. Lastly, check this and go back to Acts 16. Sorry, 1 Corinthians 16. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 15. This is the clearest one. 1 Corinthians 16, 15. Please, guys, I know you are Bible scholars, eh? Bible study takes time. Don't hurry any man to conclusion. We are alive to know God. But by the time you try to just quickly cage somebody, corner somebody to the truth, and later the guy now maybe now discover that and he doesn't understand, you can make cause him to instigate rebellion against the message. Take it line upon line. 1 Corinthians 16:15. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanus, which it is of the first fruit of Achaia, and that they have what? Addicted themselves to ministry of the saints. Ministry of the saints, animate or inanimate? But who addicted themselves? Animate, right? So go back to Acts 13 right now. Now, since this addicted is actually the same Greek word, the same tasso in the Greek as that ordained, can we just let's put addicted here? Okay, let's slot in addicted in Acts 13, verse 48. Let's see if it will work. Are you ready? So we'll read together. Sapala, are you following? Okay, let's slot it. Let's see if it will work. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. Yeah, let's read together. I want to go. And as many as have addicted themselves to eternal life. Is that clearer? So what does it mean to addict themselves to eternal life? That will mean eternal life, dear, is the message. Not the one, you know. Are you with me? Not really eternal life. Normally, I ask you, what is eternal life? You say the Holy Ghost in you, right? That is not what he's talking about there. Eternal life can also refer to what? The message. For instance, okay, the one that me and Pastor Pierre was discussing at home, check 1 Timothy chapter 6, right? Pastor Pierre, chapter 6. See how eternal life is used in these places now. 1 Timothy chapter 6 is one that is in verse 12. Let me wait for you. Sister Imported, are you following? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Okay, let me read verse 11. You read verse 12. But thou, man of God, flee these things, but follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. 12, want to go? Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. Whoa. Wherewith thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many. So eternal life there will mean what? Be free. Is this saying you believe the gospel? So what eternal life there mean? Fight the good fight. Faith, lay hold on eternal life. What's the next word? Wherewith you are what? Whereunto thou art called. Is that just message? And art professed a good profession before many witness ministry. Right? So eternal life can be used as the ministry of eternal life. Now, there's yet another one in this same 1 Timothy chapter 6. That should be verse 20 what? 19. Okay, let me read verse 8. Let me read from verse 17, 18. You read 19 for me. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. But in, don't forget, at least it's not talking to people in the world, it's talking to people in church, right? So charge them that are in this world, don't be high-minded, don't trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Let's read the thing. Let me read the thing. That they do good and be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. 19. Slowly, want to go? Okay, so eternal life there. What do you think it will mean? Feel free. Anybody? Think. That they may lay hold on eternal life. Sir? Yes, you're right. You know that one? Reward. Immortality. Immortality is a fruit of salvation. You understand? Immortality is not because of your good Christian conduct. What he was teaching them there is was giving, right? Eh? That says that against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. So eternal life, I mean, immortality is best. Let's not attach immortality to what? To our fervency, to our liberality, okay? But of course, you know that when you do good to saints, you are actually, I don't want to use all those our old terminology that God is building house for you in heaven. So, but at least the reward is eternal, right? Remember in Matthew chapter 25, when Jesus said, I was hungry, Mary did not give me food, right? I was thirsty, she didn't give me Olandia. I was, what else? In prison, I'm not even for peace. You didn't visit me, did you see? Say, well, when have we done this to you? Same when you refuse to do it to what? The least of my brethren. Praise God. So that means there are eternal rewards eternal life there will mean what? The rewards. Don't worry, if I see it differently again, I will come and make it clearer. But it looks like rewards. Are you with me? Are you with me? So that means eternal life can be used not just for the Spirit of God in me. For instance, now if you now read, check John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice. The writing is like the prince of the power of the air. Amen. Thank you, John 10:27. Slowly. Yes, let's read. and they follow me. And I what? I give them eternal life. Oh. And they shall what? Never perish. Anyone pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is stronger than all. And no man shall be able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I am my Father. I want. So now eternal life there now with me what? Salvation. Relax now. Abba. Are you still looking for a mystery? Relax. So now go back to our epic Acts setting right now. Acts setting, verse 48. So as many as were have addicted themselves, that means all as many as, because if you check the context, check the, see what Paul was saying before, verse 43. Let's start from 43 right now. Now when the congregation, Acts 43. Now when the congregation, when the conch was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them, persuaded them to continue. Say continue. Oh, in the grace of God. That means they preached the first time, he told them that guys, continue in the grace of God. 44. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city to hear the word of God. But you saw in verse 45 that the Jews saw the multitude, they were filled with envy, they spake against those things which are spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. But see verse 46, now say, well, the wax bowl that it was necessary that the word of God should first be preached, spoken unto you, but seeing that you put it from you. So the people in 48 are the people that did not put it, look at the Bible, look at me. The people in verse 48 are the people that did not put it away from them. Are you with me? The people in verse 48 are the ones that they did not put the word from them. Rather than putting away the word, they addicted themselves to the word, to eternal life. They were disposed to eternal life. That's another meaning of tasso. So, but seeing that you put it from you and you judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. So, it is those who expose themselves or who addicted themselves to the message, they eventually believed. Exactly. So it's not talking about God for ordaining some people for salvation. No, 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 no. Not those who God specially ordained. So eternal life there, you can see it as the message of salvation, like knowledge, knowledge. So those that expose themselves to that message, to the knowledge of salvation, they eventually believe. See the same thing like giving attention to the word. Those who gave attention to the word. Remember the parable of the sower? Some people heard that they didn't understand, they just left. Some people heard they didn't hear very well, the word would not profit them. Not being mixed in with faith. That means, but those who sat down and they heard very well, what happened to them? It was, they believed. Praise God. Thank you. Go to Acts 2. Let's check another one. Acts 2, 47. This one is even clearer. If you have this word in your Bible, please bring it in your phone. Bring it out so you can see this yourself. Acts 2, 47. Sponsor, where is your this word? See, like a small like that cat, like a letter. Fast. You must see the reason why we are saying what we are saying. Don't just. It's not about. I'm not a pastor that will say that we have done before in the last 10 years. All those Greek Bible, usually hide them. You must not see it. You must not see where I'm getting the thing. There's nothing like that. We must all see it. Are you in Acts 2 now? You need your Greek Bible for this one. That's just the easy way. Acts 2. You have this word in your phone? My sword. Have you opened it? Thank you. So go to KJV Plus. Don't just KJV. Don't use NLT in my church show. Oh, sorry. NLT is C5. Yeah. Don't use message. Although I will end this one with the message translation. Okay. Acts 2, 47. Are you there? Okay. So let's just read literally. What is it saying? Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Should be saved. Ah! Say, wala there. But you know, if you are looking at your Greek Bible right now, you know that there is no wala at all. So the whole of as should be saved. How many Greek words? That means, and what's the Greek word? Solo, saved.
So that means in the translators, they maybe some you know, all these Calvin, a lot of them, they are the ones that actually did all this initial translation. And this Calvin, that's where Calvinism came from, John Calvin, this is my favorite man, I always forget his name. A lot of them in the 14th century, 15th century, that actually did the translation. Some of them had this idea of this preclusion, that God precluded some people for salvation. So, stylishly, some of the ideas were in the translations. And KJV just left it like that. They allowed it to go. So, the whole of such as should be saved is just one Greek word. So we can simply say, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily the saved. Simple. Those who are saved. Because if they are the one that added should be, is not there. So the Lord added to the church as daily those who are saved. The saved. Sozo. Saved. That means you hear the message, you believe, as they are preaching, the ones that believed, they join the church. That's all. No rema. No rema there. Say no rema. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. 2:13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you. Ah! God has from beginning chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the spirits and belief of the truth. Somebody just read it. He said, can you see? Do you know why you are in Christ today? Because why you are in your mother's womb. Oh, God. You know. And how many of you have heard any story before that? Maybe your mom told you, Sapis, you are too dull, you leave that place. Come on. Can't see the life. Everybody, come on. Amen. So, you know, I don't know if any of you have heard the story of maybe your mom told you that, I know why you are serving God today. I gave a special offering to one man of God years ago before I born you. See, God now think of that and say, hey, your son will serve the Lord. Some of you have such chronicles. Bookie 1, glory to God. Amen. Even Samuel, that's the mother said she will serve the Lord. How did the mother ensure the guy served the Lord? He dropped in the edifice assembly. That's what he did from age of boo-boo. What's that? Influence, right? That means the star influence. He will serve the Lord. Let him first go to school, go to everything. After university, he will serve the Lord. Try it. Amen. Praise God. So it's because you only read that verse. Read the next verse and it will be clear. Verse 14. One to go. Whereunto he called you by our gospel. Hallelujah. Say the call. That is to obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means everything you are seeing in verse 13 was done in Christ. 14, he now called you. You are now preached to and you believed. In 14, you are preached to and you believe. But 13 was done strictly in Christ. So when you are seeing, he shows you from the beginning. We can see the beginning. The beginning is in Genesis. Who was chosen from the beginning? Christ. Faith in Christ. Faith was the was a decision of God, was a boundary of God. So somebody puts it down this way, one of the scholars put it down this way, that firstly, they were to hear the truth, the doctrine of the gospel. Secondly, they were to believe the truth which they have heard. Thirdly, they received the spirit in believing the truth. Let me say it again. Firstly, they were to hear the truth, which is the doctrine of the gospel. Secondly, they were to believe this truth when they heard it preached. Thirdly, they received the spirit of God in believing the truth. That's it. There is no special. You can only influence a man for him to be saved. If you have said, oh God, me and my family, we are going to serve the Lord. Then you will take a step that will influence them. The choice of man is always vital. Always vital. And you can never take that away. Ephesians 1:3. We are in for a great time today. Ephesians 1 verse 3. We're going to speak about family, speak about relationship, then we end with the things of the Spirit.
Ephesians 1, 3, and I would jump fast so that I can give those who still need to study.
These workers, don't forget, you don't have, since you don't have exams tomorrow, ensure you jack up your cell meetings tomorrow. Is that clear? You know, just ensure you jack up very, every now and then. I receive reports from Cardinal, their cell meetings are fine. We must not be backward. Thank you. I trust you. Ephesians 1, 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings heavenly places in Christ. For according as he has chosen us. Where are the us?
You have believed. You are already into Calvinism again.
Just leave the us in him. Say in him. So if you call the us believers, voila. If you say unbelievers, voila. If you say all men, voila. But focus on the in him. Okay, you see what I'm saying? Because before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Let's read verse 5. Yes, sir. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has abundant, he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Verse 7. Wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Verse 9. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things which are in Christ, both things which are in heaven and which are on earth, and even in him. 11. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Hold on. So everything you see written above is done in Christ. All written above is who Jesus is to man. I am your predestination. I am your redemption. I am your sanctification. I am your election. In me, you are elected. In me, you are selected. In me, all is done. This is talking about the boundaries of the blessings of God. Don't forget Ephesians 1:3, who has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings. So he's talking about the boundaries, the perimeters. This is the location of God's blessings. This is where it is located. It's not really about the individuals. The emphasis there is where. Where is God's blessing? Where is God's redemption? Where is God's election? Where is God's inheritance? Where is God's acceptance? Where? In Christ. But from verse 13, parade now shake. So initially he's saying anything you want, remember, why is Jesus called the Son of God? Mayor, why is Jesus called the Son of God? Why is Jesus called the Son of God? So you stand up. Why is Jesus called the Son of God? You're doing, I was told for him, yes? Yes. He stand up. I told you teach him since. Why just call the Son of God?
Now. Yes. How much is this mic? It's expensive. I'll find something else to throw. Give me something else I can be throwing to people, okay? Sir, please arrange something on this place so that you can be praying. Amen. Yeah, tell him. Why Jesus called the Son of God? I will put you in. Is he getting stuck like you are talking, you are teaching?
Say it again. Yes, ma. So, in the will of God, whose name is there? Jesus Christ. Thank you, see that, ma. Awesome. So, don't expect the book of life to have Jennifer imported. One. Two. Champion. Escapee. Three. Small saint. You know, if there's any name that God will call you, do you think is it your mother's name or the name that your pastor calls you? Sailor. Which one is in the book of life? Sailor. Let's see. Holy Ghost EZ. Amen. Praise God. Fire IJ. Amen. Boogie. You don't have any name. Boogie cannot be in the book of life. Because I will reject such names. Amen. Praise God. Say Jesus is the will of God. That's the point. He is the will of God. He is the will of God. Anything, everything you are looking for in God, where do you find it? In Christ. Shekinah. That's all. In Christ. Say in Christ. Thank you. So, but from verse 13 and 14, what is there? 13, 14, what's there now? In whom you also now trusted. This is now the next part. After that, you have heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation. Hallelujah. In whom also, after you have believed, what now happened? So, what can you call verse 13? If you compare this with that first Thessalonians that I explained, what will you call this verse? What will you call this verse now? Just put your hand there. Rush to Romans 8. Romans 8. Romans 8. Verse 28. Romans 8:28. Let's read. Yes. For good to them, love God. Who are they called? Okay, next verse. Yes. 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 Among many brethren. Yes. Next. So in everything you have read, in what concept is the choice of man? Huh? What is the only one man needs to worry about? Talk now, be said. Are you not, what do you preach to them in Accra? What parts are you the one to designate yourself? Do you ordain yourself? Eh? Say the call. Say will be bold. The call. What is in the call? That is where you respond. That is in the call that you believe, right? So Ephesians 1:13, that would be what? The call and your response. Is that clear? In Ephesians 1:13, that is where you have the call and your response. Praise God. The call and your response. So what he has been saying before is what we can call the predestination, the foreknowledge, what is available, everything, the good things. But hey, the call. That's what Hebrew students say, as the Holy Ghost said today, when you hear his voice, adding not your heart. That's the point. That's the corner. That means, yes, it's good. No, say, oh, this is available in Christ. This is available in Christ. But hey, today, when you hear his voice, don't add in your heart. Say the call. And check that Romans 8 again. See that 28. Where else did it start with? No, yes, and yes. 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 the call. You know, before he even starts explaining the protection, he already told you about call.
Amen. Okay. 14 now. Ephesians 1:14. Ephesians 1:14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance? No, he said in verse 13, you know, also after you trusted, after you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, after you have believed, you are sealed. Say sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So being sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, in if you compare that with Romans 8:30, that would be what? Staros, you're too dull this morning. Are you cold? That would be what? Say it now. Justification, right? Yeah? Glory to God. And what will verse 14 be? See, 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. So what would that be? Glorification. That means when we were eventually what? Glorified, right? Immortality of the body. Romans 11, verse 7. So, there is no one that is excluded in salvation. And there is no one that is precluded. Don't say, God loves me specially. That is why I'm here today. So, who doesn't God love specially? Amen? Don't say, God. My mother served God. She cleans the church. And God had a covenant with her. Now don't worry, all your seed will serve God. Is your brother serving God? Is your brother serving God? It's about to start having. Imagine somebody like if I has a brother in Abuja here that she's still pursuing. You must serve God. Guy now is running. Say no. And she's saving others. See, this thing does not flow in the blood. Doesn't flow. Thank you. Okay, back to Romans 11. Thank God Pastor Joy has done awesome justice to this. So just to go straight to my point and we'll be done with this. Romans 11 verse 7, please. What then? So we are looking at the scriptures that looks like God, you know, just God said, God did some demarcation of who will be saved and who will not be saved. And from what you have seen so far, the man that cannot be saved is the man in unbelief, because the choice in God is salvation through faith in Christ. Salvation through faith in Christ. So so that word that the man cannot be saved, the choice of man is involved in that word. Salvation through faith, through faith, through faith, through faith. What was selected in God is salvation through faith in Christ. Amen. Thank you. Yep. Romans 11 verse 7. What then? Israel hath not obtained what he seeketh for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest blinded. Verse 3. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear until this day. Oh, don't forget this is our prophecy. And David said also, and let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. And let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their neck always. So it looks like God's action, right? Yeah? But hey, C11. I say then. He's saying, it looks like God is saying, you guys, don't worry. I will ensure you don't believe. Abba, that's not your God. Don't forget, these are all transits of prophets. 11, I said then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Amen? This is my question. Is it a must that this happens? Huh? Is it a must? No.
But he's just saying this, what just happened. This is what happened, not a must that it happened. And of course, Breaking Dividing Walls, that should be Judaism, for detailed explanation. I will actually explain a bit more. Because what is happening there is, how does, he said, through their fall, salvation is come to the Gentiles. How? If you don't talk, I will stand up. Saint Paul here will stand up again, and I will stone her this time, and I will really stone her. Yes, guys, say yes, sir. I should stone her. Yes. So, how will salvation come to the Gentiles through their fall? Don't murmur it. I need to hear. Yes, Rakim. Okay, somebody is speaking here. Who is speaking? Yes. Even that is a man that is not even around. Yeah? Hallelujah. That is awesome. You know, I've told you that the word of God, which you will be able to read at different places, and yet say the same thing. Hallelujah. So that means, because, it's simple. Somebody is toasting you. You say, you know, agree. And you will go to somebody that will agree. Have you? Is there a fight in church? Pray. You pray, and I say amen. Amen. So that means Paul, don't forget, like in Acts chapter 6, no, Acts 7, persecution broke, Acts 8, persecution broke out. What happened to Philip? He left Jerusalem to where? To Samaria. Why? Because Jesus has told them, if they want to kill you, what should you do? Eh? You say, no, don't worry. My spirit is in you. You are a word man. Stay there. What you say? Take your bag. Forget your phone charger. Or pick your phone so I can call your pastor on the way. What do you do? Run. Simple. As I run in, you can put it on your gap. Don't worry. Just go. Amen. And Philip went to Samaria and he preached Christ to them. Praise God. So how did Jerusalem in that place now? How will you say that they were rejected or something? They persecuted the preachers. See, God cannot do anything without preachers. So. Without preachers, the gospel is powerless. The gospel is powerless. That total message, I'm not saying the one that God puts in our hearts, that real gospel cannot work without the preacher. So I would not have constructed it better, but just try and get what I'm saying. So that is what he's saying in Romans 11:11. They rejected the preachers. So it was that their rejection that Isaiah was qualifying in all those his prophecy let their table be made a snare. These are talking about rebellious people. He's describing their rebellion, stumbling block, let their eyes be darkened. He was describing their rebellion. Thank you for understanding. Verse 12. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Oh. See? For I speak to you, Gentiles, in so much that I am an apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. Why is Paul an apostle of the Gentiles? Same reason. The Jews, what? Rejected him. Very simple. So you go to, if I say I'm a man of God sent to maybe just, that is because Abuja said, guy, we don't have time. We have to make money. We need to make dough. What will happen to me? I will run. I lie. That's my wife. It doesn't take us 1 year to make decisions. 1 week. We just put a notice board in front of us. Sir, sorry, bookie, you have left. Amen. I remember of Bishop David that he said he was first trying to build Kenya land somewhere before. Yes, people are all over making blocks, making building foundation, doing everything. Plenty workers. And he was there. And God spoke to him that, "Is this where I've called you to be? Eh? This is where I've called you to be. This is not where I've called you to be. Go back to maybe Ottawa or somewhere." People are working. He just said, "Everybody, stop! Oh yeah, to your house. Every, go home. Hallelujah, praise God. Then that's how to walk with God, eh? You don't say, God, God, And then there's a deep wisdom in what you are saying. Then go and fast. That fasting, you will reach 21 days, you will not hear anything again. I don't know, when you hear some people say, I want to know, God's will for... Sorry, let's leave that. Amen. Acts 11, verse 16. You don't need prayers. It's not about, that is not about prayer. You know, it's not about long... Amen. Even, remember, associating Daniel? He said the first day, when the angel finally came, what did he say? He said the first day that you set your house aright to seek God. So what happened? Answers came, and I'm sent to show you. Praise God. So there is no God that delays when a believer inquires. No. Don't forget, you are not inquiring by God in heaven. You are inquiring by God where? Where is the God that you are inquiring into? In you. So if you are inquiring in you for 21 days, and there is no answer, will you be ready when the sing? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Keep on wearing my sister is coming back again. Are you ready? Are you ready? Thank you, Romans 11:16. Or 12. So if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminution of them be the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them that are my flesh, I might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be? But what? Life from the dead. Amen. So, see that word, the casting away of them define what we just finished reading in Acts 13. That means they persecuted the preachers and the preachers also left them, right? They forsook them, they turned to the Gentiles. Now said, what shall the receiving of them be? That means what will happen if these guys receive the gospel? That means if they receive the gospel, there will be more Jews that will arise like Paul, who will now storm the Gentile world with the message of salvation. Do you know the difference between a Jew and a Gentile? If a Gentile believes the gospel, a Gentile is a man that is given to, is like a Yoruba man. Now all he knows before is what? Odudua, right? Awolowo. Sorry, Awolowo is a man. I'm not a demon. Odudua, Lamurudu. Ibo, what are your own demons? Amadewa, yes. Come on, Igodo, yes. Yeah. What did he say? What's that say? You don't even know the demon. But a Jew is somebody that before he's even saved, he already knew what where Genesis to Malachi. Where Apollo? Where Apollo? Come on. Mighty in scripture without salvation, or maybe it's, let's say, you know, maybe saved, but it's not too sure. Praise God. So, but a Jew already knew the Torah, he knew the documents, but a Gentile, he will have to start from where? Beginning. Okay, in the beginning, God created the world. Wow. But a Jew has been studying that from when was just in the temple, age 12, right? Already studying. So he now said, if these guys, if what will the receiving of them be? If they now come to believe the gospel, wow! There will be mass revival everywhere. Praise God. Is that clear? Just like, okay, just like, what do you think would be the difference between, I travel to the north, I got a Muslim saved, and I'm teaching him. But you take him, I will have to repeat 1 Corinthians 12 like 25 times. Are you with me? That, okay, see, there are things of the spirit. What's before? What they are used to is like this, is rituals like that. But you know, somebody that maybe already has a Christian upbringing, if we just show him the way of God more perfectly and he believe the gospel, what will happen? This one will easily what? Pick up. So that is what he's saying. Praise God. Are you with me? Thank you for getting it. Hey, God forbid the pattern. Okay, verse 16. And for if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. Holy there means set aside for salvation and to receive the gospel. So if some of the branches are broken off, and thou being a white olive tree were grafted in among them, so the roots, the lump there, you know, he's talking about the fathers, right? Abraham and co. And with them partakers of the roots and the fatness of the olive tree. 18. Boast not against the branches, so, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the roots, but the roots bear thee. Thou will say, the branches were broken off that I may be grafted in. Well, because of what? Unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by what? Faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. Don't forget, not talking about individuals, rather in the notes, he's talking about a nation. Don't forget, the Jews as a whole, as a corporate world, they receive the gospel, they receive the law. The law. Everybody received the law. But all of them now refuse to what? Accept the gospel. It's not talking about individuals, it's talking about a nation. 21. For if God spare not the natural branches, take it lest he spare not thee. That means you too, if you start picking up a bad attitude towards the preachers of the gospel, towards the people that God has sent unto you, you will become like them. Not talking to individuals, it's talking to them collectively. So, there is a language in the Bible that puts God as like the actor of everything. The one that makes a man not to believe, the one that makes a man to believe. The worship, that's why you have to analyze it with what we taught under God's word and God's action. See that verse 21 now. Please don't get tired. Look at your Bible. This is just one out of, let me minimize it, maybe one out of six or five sermons. It should be eight before, but let's have mercy. So, come on, encourage me by smiling. Even if your heart is not smiling, you must smile. Hallelujah. Everybody smile. Amen. Some people are not smiling, but my left hand side. Glory to God. Yeah, hallelujah. Smile, oh. Give up there. Come on. Amen. Okay. We're in verse what? 21. For if God spare not the what? Natural branches. Take it, lest he spare. He also spare not thee. Hallelujah. If you are reading that in your old church, how would they read it? Like this, at face, right? If God spare not the natural branches, take it. What happened to your heart? Things just drop from here. Drop your belly. Bah! Ah! Lele, hello, day. Well, deal. So, that is just God's word, God's action. So, you must ask again, how did God not spare the natural branches? They rejected the gospel. That's all. He's not talking about God's action. So, call it God's judgment, but man's action. It's God's judgment because God has judged unbelief since. You get me? Do you get me? God has already judged unbelief since. God's judgment, but it's man's action. God's judgment, but it's man's action. God did not judge individuals. Because the moment God puts his blessing on faith, it shows that anything contrary to faith will not have his blessing. So, also write this down. God's judgment is absence of God's blessing. Oh God, I think it was peace that analyzed that thing in an exam. Is that peace? They analyzed the fact that you can have 10 naira and 1,000 naira, 1,000 and 10 naira. Is it peace? I think she was the one. It was just awesome. Like, let me explain again the way she puts it down. Is it peace or book? I'm missing it now. It's like, let me explain this, hell and heaven, okay? L is you have 10 naira. This is 10 naira, it's yours, and you have it. Both of you have 10 naira. Everybody now has 10 naira in this church. Heaven is now that God gave you 1,000 naira extra. You now have what? 1,010 naira. Amen? Sorry, 1,000 is too small compared to 10 naira. Let's say God give you 1,000,000 naira. That is at least it's okay. You now have 1,000,000 and what? 10 naira. You know the meaning of L? L is not that they took away your 10 naira. you only have 10 naira. So it's now 10 naira versus what? 1 million and 10 naira. Is that clear? So L is actually what you fail to enjoy, not what God took away from you. Seller! All right. Thank you. Don't understand? Get which series? Everything. 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 So what is seen as a punishment in hell is what? The refusal to partake of the blessing of God. I think I also wrote that. That you cannot describe hell without understanding heaven. Immediately, to understand hell, just analyze man plus heaven. Hell is just man on your own. Amen. Like I love to say, what man asks for, what the unbeliever asks for is independence. And that's what he will get. He will not get anything extra. Nothing more. Nothing else. God is just. No double standard. Okay. Romans 11. Let's finish. Come on, let's finish up. Verse 22 now. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of the Lord on them which fell severity. That means on unbelief, severity, right? But towards thee, goodness, if what? Thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou shalt be what? Individuals or a nation. Not one person, no. There's nobody that is saying that, you see, if you don't continue in God's goodness, it will cut you off. Do you understand it? Do you know the meaning of a believer? It's not the same way, okay, you are saying some people are cut off, right? Is Paul too? Is he not a Jew? Is Paul a Jew or a Gentile? Is he cut off? So, what he is saying here is that the old Jew as a nation, they are not accepting the gospel the same way they accepted the law. So, Gentile now, as an entity, they were accepting. He is now saying, if you put up a bad attitude towards the preacher, what will happen? You also be cut off. Cutting off. Is it God cutting them up or preacher saying no? That's the point. Are you with me? That's the hidden fact in this point. You also be cut off. Cutting off. It's not God doing any of this thing. It's preachers. If you persecute us, what will happen to you? We will leave you. Okay. But see 23. And they also, let's read together, yes. If they abide not still in what? What will happen? It shall be grafted in, for God is able to. How will they not abide still? How will God grab them in again? Preachers will come back. Are you with me? So that is the missing link in this. In fact, don't forget, just put your hand there, go back to chapter 10. Same story, chapter 10, verse 16, 17. Please help me. I don't want to spend much time on salvation. 10, 16, 17. Let's read together, yes. Sorry, 14, yes. Yes. And how shall they hear without a
preacher?
Say preacher. So that means key in the salvation equation is who?
Is the preacher.
So when you are hearing somebody is cut off from salvation, that means is most talking about this guy does not have access to the message again. The people that are sent to bless you, you persecuted them. You sent them away. What will happen? And that's that parable that you saw that Jesus gave in, it should be maybe Matthew 20 or so, talking about a vineyard that was planted, and then the owner of the vineyard sent his servant to them, go and give me the fruit of this vineyard, and they persecuted them, sent them away. Last he said, let me send my son, they will revile my son. When they see the son, they kill them. So when you kill those who are sent to you, how else will God bless you? Thank you for understanding. So God is able to grab them in again. Don't forget, not talking about individuals, talking about them collectively. It's a collective. The rebellion of a Jew is collective. corporate unbelief, which resulted in the rejection of the preachers. Verse 24 of Romans 11. Verse 24. If thou were cut out of the olive tree, which is white by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall what? These, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own what? Olive tree. Don't forget, they are the custodian of the scripture. They are the one that they own the Old Testament. Are you with me, brethren? Thank you. 25, come on. For I will not, brethren, that you should be what? Ignorant of this mystery, that lest you should be what? Lest you should be what? Wise in your own conceit. Yes, that what? Blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be coming. See 26 again. Read 26, yes. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the what? Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. 27. For this is the covenant when I shall what? Take away their sins. So again, see 25. So he's saying that you should be wise in your own conceit. That blindness is happened in past to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be what? Coming. So Paul is implying that since Jews reject, we go to the Gentiles. Please write this down. So Paul was implying that since the Jews have rejected the gospel right now, we go to the Gentiles to raise an army of preachers so that we can come back and what? And invade the Jews. Thank you. Not as the plan. For this thing you are seeing is Paul's plan. It's the plan of the preachers. That, okay, since these guys have rejected us, we will go where? Let's go to the Gentile world. Let's go and get them saved. At the end of the day, what will happen? We bring them back to the Jews. For instance, Timothy, is he a Jew or a Gentile or a Greek? He's a Greek, right? I know, yes, his father is a Greek, his mother is a Jew, I think. So, but Paul now circumcises himself, right? Same because of the Jews in that part. So he now raises up Timothy to go back and preach to who? To the same Jew. Are you with me? So it's just a strategy of preaching. For instance, if you said, okay, maybe there are two states, maybe there is Kano, there is Katsina. Maybe Katsina said that maybe Kano is very volatile. And okay, what should you do? It's godly wisdom. Go to where you are accepted. That place where you are accepted, what will you do there? Raise men. Raise an army. Now, don't raise yourself alone. Let be plenty. So when, once you are now plenty there, what will you now do? Together, go back to that place where you are once what? Rejected. Praise God. So you will raise an army of the Gentiles, which although it will be more labor, but don't worry, we do it for your sake, so that we can come back to you. Thank you for understanding. Next verse, where are we? Verse 28 now. Wow. As concerning the gospel, they are... Okay, hold on. Let me explain 26 and 27 again. And so all Israel shall be saved. This is the declaration of a preacher, not a sovereignty of God. Please write that down. When he's saying all Israel shall be saved, that is not the sovereignty of God, though. That is not God. He said, don't worry. Even if they don't believe, they will be saved. No. That is Paul saying things like, don't worry. We take it upon ourselves. These people, they will believe. That means you are a declaration that, don't worry. Wagba. So he's banking upon his labor, what he's going to do. Not the sovereignty of God. Are you with me? Not even God can force down salvation down the throat of an unwilling man. Not even God. So, but this is talking about the labor that they are going to put in place. See, guys, if we decide to labor more, many will be saved. If we decide to be more deliberate, many will be saved. If we decide to be more... You know, to pick our duty squarely. If we decide not to say no to, you know, imagine, Mr. Anu preached somebody today, guy said no, tomorrow, he met his head, next tomorrow, he met his head, next tomorrow. No, you are giving him less chance to reject. So if there's something that he didn't know, explain very well, Israel will explain. Something that this one, she didn't get, champion will explain. So the resolution of the preacher matters a lot. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, 28 now. It will always take demand to hear the gospel and believe for salvation to occur. Okay, Romans 11:28 right now. 11:28. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they are what? They are what? Beloved for the Father's sake. Let me ask this question. Beloved of God or beloved of men? Explain why. Yes. Romans 9. Thank you. Romans 9. Larry, are you fine? Brother? Sorry. I saw man. You want to show up in Kwabi? Like in Kwabi? Oh, which one? Damn it. Yeah. Bangazu. You guy. Come on, everybody. Amen. So let's see that. Romans 9, verse 1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Verse 2. For I have great what? Heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were what? Accursed from Christ. For my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Verse 4. Who are the Israelites? To whom pertain the adoption, the glory, the covenant, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises. Whose are the fathers, and of whom has consigned the flesh, came Jesus Christ came, who is over all, and God bless forever and ever. Amen. So Paul was talking about his own personal love for these people. Do you know we see have such stuff today? We watch TBN, you see plenty of preachers who say, come on, Jerusalem, Israel, come on. Let's just know, let's do our best. But then, instead of them to take the gospel there, what are they taking there? They're taking charity. They'll collect your money. Say they are doing what? Israel, whatever they call it. Thank you. So Paul was talking about his own personal love for these people. So not that God has cast them away, the same way God did not cast any Gentile two away. No partiality with God. Say no partiality. Romans 2 verse 9. No partiality. So I say the same way God did not cast away any Gentile, neither is any Jew cast away too. Romans 2 verse 9. Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that dwells evil, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile, for there is no respect of person with God. For as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law. Who are those? Gentiles, right? Sin without the law, perish without the law. Gentiles. So faith or unbelief is possible without the scripture. Do you see that there? Did you see that? Did you see that in verse 12? Are you guys writing an exam next week? I said faith / unbelief is possible without the scripture. Yes or no? For explanation, check which message. Don't worry. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. Talking about the Jews, right? Hello? Talking about the Jews. So to sin in the law means to lack of faith in God, which will result in hatred for men. Lack of faith in God, which will result in hatred for men. Verse 13. For not the heirs of the law are just before God, but the what? Doers of the law shall be justified. So who are the doers of the law? Who are the doers of the law? Is this talking about legalism? So who are the doers of the law? Those who believe, right? Praise God. Faith in God, which results in love for men. Please ensure you write it like that in your exam. Don't just say faith in Christ and love for men. No. Faith in Christ, which results. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Say faith in Christ, which results in love for men. Don't say and, say which result. That's better. Verse 14. Well done. For when the Gentiles which have not the law. What's the law there?
Okay, I know you're writing. Let me wait for you. First, come on. Let's finish this part so we can enter why we came here today.
Romans 2:14. Slowly, for when the Gentiles which have not the law. Which law there? The scripture, right? Do by nature the things contained in the law. Do what? Faith in God and what? Which results in what? Love for men, right? That means without the scripture, you can what? Faith in God, which will result in what? Love for men, right? So these not having the law are a law unto themselves. Amen? So have you seen what will happen to those who have not believed the gospel? I mean, so who have not heard the gospel? Have you seen them? Have you seen them there? Who is the man? Who is the man? Who is the man that have not heard the gospel? Who is the man that has not heard the gospel? The man without a spirit. That's the man. Selah. Who is the man without a spirit? No man. Selah. Leave that. So without the written document, man by listening to the promptings of God can actually follow what is written in the written document. Let me say it again. Relax, I will say it. So without the written document, man by listening to the promptings of God can follow what is written in the written document. Say it again. So without the written document, man by listening to the promptings of God can follow what is in the written document. Well, there's a long explanation for that. God's Word, God's Action Series 2, Understand Genesis Series 2. Very elaborate. Romans 2:15 now. We show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing them witness, and their thoughts demeaning. Why what? Accusing, or else what? Excusing one another. It's a journey, right?
Are you this tired today? What do you think is this hard? It's not hard now.
We show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also what? Bearing witness. What they call conscience? Do you remember? Workers, what is conscience?
Pastor Joy, I'm sure you see your 90s are impossible. Amen.
What is conscience? What is conscience? The agreement between what and what?
Talk now, so others can learn. Well, go and pick up your notes this week. He said, study.
Conscience. The part of your mind that agrees with what? With the reality of your what? The reality of your spirit or the message in your spirit? Because the unbeliever does not have a reality yet. But he has a message. Huh?
Say
next week is real.
Keep on wearing your trousers.
Verse 30. Thank you. Seeing it is one God that shall justify the circumcision by. Come on now. Romans 3:30. Seeing it is one God that we shall justify. Sorry, okay. I'm rushed to Romans 3 down.
First, look at it. You understand it?
Okay, let me explain this to you. So what is the edge of the Jews over the Gentiles? Huh? They had the what? Written document, right? So that means in them, we saw the maturity of the gospel message. Hello? E.g., all the four gospels, where did Jesus preach? Did he preach all over the world? Did Jesus preach all over the world? Where did he exclude his ministry to? Israel. Is it because it's only Israel that God loves? No. But the maturity of the gospel message, we find it with the Jews. Is that clear? So now Romans 3:30. Please look at it. Romans 3:30. Seeing it is one God, we shall justify the circumcision by what? By faith. And the uncircumcision through what? Who are the circumcision? People with a written document. Who are the uncircumcision? people without a written document. Don't forget that. Go back to Romans 11 now, verse 1. So it's not God that is tired of the Jews, though. It's by faith, okay? It's about faith and unbelief. Okay, Romans 11, verse 1. I said then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I am also a what? I am also an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Don't you know what the scripture said of Elijah? How he maketh intercession to God against Israel. You understood that? Now go back to Romans 11. Romans 11, verse 29. For the gift and callings of God are without repentance. Amen. Pastor Joy, how do you explain that for them? Remember? How did you explain to them? 29, 30. For as you in time past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their what? Unbelief. Even so, have this also now not believed that through your mercy, okay, through your mercy. That means when you pick the gospel message, that they may also obtain mercy. 32, 1 to go. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon, say, God's word and God's action. Once you see things like that, saying God concluded a man in unbelief, understand how he does it. The context already showed us out. So, we preachers, we have now come to you Gentiles so that together we can go back and help the Jews. That means, okay, why we came to you too quickly is because the Jews rejected us. Now, let us do fast so that we can what? Go back and help them. The same thing. John 10. Thank you. So the assurance of salvation in this chapter rests with the acceptability of the preachers of the message. Don't discard men, guys. Don't discard men. Let me say it again. The assurance of salvation in these chapters rests with the acceptabilities of the preachers of the message. Not that God forced some people into faith. Not that God forced anybody into unbelief. No, no, no. It's about accepting preachers. Accepting preachers. Accepting preachers. See, accepting preachers is accepting God. Don't discard men in your life. John 10, 26 now. Glory to God. One more and we'll be done. John 10, 26. Accepting preachers is accepting the willing God. Because men are the conduit of God's power. Men are the conduits of God's grace, of his wisdom. It's men. It's men, not angels. It's men. Men are all God has found to bless you. So don't look for perfect people. Those yet imperfect people are God's tool to bless you. John 10, 26. Let's read slowly. Want to go? For you believe not because you are not of my sheep. Ah, say what are they? That means you don't believe because you are not what? Of my sheep. That means there are some people who are called the sheep of God before. Right? That's another doctrine of that is another thing that would look like a doctrine of prescription. But don't forget, these things are not written in chapters and verses. Next verse 27. One to go. Who are my sheep? Who are these sheep? My sheep hear my voice and I know them. And I give and they what? 27 again, yes. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. So Jesus' sheep are those who we hear. So there is no special selection before you are born. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Praise God. Because if for you to understand better, go back to the verse 25. Verse 25. Jesus answered them, I told you, you believe not. I told you, and you what? You believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. See? So why they are not his sheep is because what? They refuse to believe. Same man's choice. death. So man's disposition is always important for salvation. Bracken, please help me. Man's disposition is always important for salvation. It's always important. And don't forget, it's salvation through faith in Christ. It has always been grace alone. So please, on that slave now. It has always been grace alone. Salvation through faith in Christ. Grace alone. Say grace alone. Say grace alone. Say grace alone. So no man is excluded and there is no special... Okay, Galatians 2:21. Amen, amen. No one is rejected before hearing the message. And no one is accepted without his will involved. No man. No one is accepted without his will involved. And no man is rejected before hearing the message. Works do not save. Only faith in the gospel saves eternally. Say works do not save. Say works do not save. Say only faith in the gospel saves eternally. Hallelujah. I know I love this scripture. It thrills me each time I read it, each time I remember it. Galatians 2:21. First, read your KJV for me. Galatians 2:21. Amen, amen. Okay, let me wait for you. Works do not save. Works do not save, guys. No one is rejected before he hears the message. No one is rejected before he hears the message. Read for me once again. Yes, thank you. Yes, for if righteousness come by the law, Christ... Let me read message for you. One very long thing, but it's good. I'm not going to go back on that. Is it not clear to you that to go back to that old rule keeping, peer pleasing religion won't be an abandonment of everything personal and free in my relationship with God? I refuse to do that, to repudiate God's grace. For if a living relationship with God could come by rule keeping, then Christ died unnecessarily. Can I read that last part? If a living relationship with God could come by rule keeping, then Christ died unnecessarily. Amen, amen. If the only condition is outside faith in Christ, if rule keeping, if that you belong to, if you are a Jew, if your tribal line, if gender, if there are criteria for salvation, then why are we here? Then Christ died unnecessarily. Praise God. Praise God. So if people could become only acceptable to God by personal consecration, then there will be no need for Christ to come at all. No need. No need. Guys, is it about Christ or about you? Come on, just pray. So the design of salvation can never be a joint responsibility of God and man. That design, the way it's designed, the design of salvation can never be by a joint responsibility of God and man. No, no, no. So the design, the how, the pattern, the duration, God's part alone. Let me say it again. The design, the how, the pattern, the duration of eternal life. Let me again. The design, the how, the pattern, and the duration of salvation, of eternal life, that is God's part alone. But the reception of salvation is up to man. Hallelujah. Say the reception of salvation is up to man. It's up to man. It's up to man. Amen, amen. But please write this down. One great catalyst for men to be saved are the available preachers around them. It's a catalyst. One big catalyst is like the magnitude of available preachers. The more we preach, the better. The more you go back, the better. The more, the better. Willing preachers. If I hear the one that we reject, he will reject quickly. The one that we believe, he will believe quickly. The more we are, the better we are in preaching. Praise God. Praise God. Say, no man is rejected without his choice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is just, no double standard. Amen. God is just in.